Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Packs What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Let's talk about the safety unit, because I think that is arguably the most needed position on this team going into next season. Just a lot up in the air. Adrian Amos is an unrestricted free agent. Darnell Savage, the Packers, obviously picked up his fifth-year option, but then you don't really have a lot of depth. It's Rudy Ford, and he's also a free agent. So that position group could be entirely brand new.
It's really wild. So I think there are two burning questions here, three maybe, that we can hit on. One is they've picked up Savage's fifth-year option, right? So their choices here are Savage is staying and starting, or Savage is getting traded. And I think I know what your answer is, but curious what you think the Packers do. I think from a value perspective, there's no trade value there. So it looks like Darnell Savage is either going to be on the bench or on the field, but either way, he's on this roster. And the second burning question is, do they bring back Adrian Amos?
Going into the season, I would have said that Adrian Amos was like the most likely candidate during the season to get an extension. You know, I thought that he would have been somebody in like the Preston Smith category where they locked him up either right before the season started or, you know, just got that deal done to solidify that secondary. Then we saw him struggle and we saw Darnell Savage struggle. And now I think that the Packers just kind of blow it up. I could maybe see Darnell Savage playing some nickel, but I don't think we're going to have any like true safety value out of Savage. And I love Adrian Amos as a player, but he's had a down year, and his contract, he was $9 million last season. And I think that's just too much for this roster to commit, which I think also makes it more frustrating that the Packers didn't invest very heavily in safety. You know, there were a lot of really good prospects in like that top 50 in the 2022 class. Packers ignored it. And yes, they picked up like Tariq Carpenter, so he's on the roster, but nobody that you'd really think right at this point would be a starter.
Yeah. It's unfortunate because I think Adrian Amos had such a fantastic run with the Packers. He played easily his best ball. They brought him in with Z and Preston. So since 2019, but this season, he just looked a step slower, not as sharp, not always in, you know, we were so used to Adrian Amos always being in the right place, the right time. Even if he didn't show up on the stat sheet, and unfortunately that player didn't return. And so given the cap situation, I don't think that he's going to be back on the roster. I also think, you know, the Packers need just like a complete overhaul with a little bit of like younger talent. But I agree with you that means like this position is getting blown up and they're going to need to maybe even draft two defensive backs in this draft. Now, I can see a world where they bring Rudy Ford back.
Same.
On a really, really cheap deal, because he played well as that like third, sometimes second safety when called upon. And so if they don't want to rely heavily on young guys and they can't spend in free agency because we know that they don't have the money to do that, then that feels like an option. But I don't know if that's like that's not ideal. That's not the preferred option, as well as I think that Rudy Ford played this season.
Yeah, I mean, I could see Rudy Ford kind of coming in and being that depth piece. I also wonder about like Dallin Leavitt. You know, I know we saw his presence largely on special teams. He didn't really play a ton of safety, but if he is Rich Bisaccia, assuming he's back and he doesn't land any of these coaching gigs that he's interviewing for, he's kind of a core teamer. So he's one of those people that I could see as like a rotational depth piece, but not somebody arguably that you would want to be your starting free or strong safety at in your defense. So I think, you know, it's not really a position of need, but I'd be curious, you know, to just get your really quick thoughts on the state of the secondary as a whole. So we know Jair obviously had an all-pro season, you know, say what you want about that, whether or not you believe that he truly did. I know that was kind of controversial to some people. Then you've got Rasul Douglas, obviously it doesn't seem like he's going anywhere. Eric Stokes hopefully is able to come back and, you know, look more like his rookie season after a kind of tumultuous sophomore season before the injury. So Keyshawn Nixon should be back as well. So what do you think the depth looks like here? I mean, do you think safety is the concern and the cornerback position is going to be kind of the same? Or do you think we're going to see more of a rotation?
No, I feel pretty solid about the cornerback position. You know, obviously Eric Stokes is now coming off a pretty rough injury. So I think it will depend on like where he is in his timeline. The Packers always go out and get a DB somewhere in the draft. It wouldn't surprise me if they took one high. It wouldn't surprise me if they took one late. It just like no taking of corner safety would surprise me, but they do need to invest in the safety position at this point because it's like just officially a liability. So if it's that's where they lean, I think that's my preference because I feel the cornerback position is a bit like locked up at this point.
I agree with you. And Jerry Gray is one of those position coaches that I hope sticks around, you know, just because I think that he's brought a lot of value. And this isn't an episode to talk about the defense, but if the Packers, you know, are going to have a lot of these same pieces back, same coordinators, same position coaches, I think, you know, the players that they bring in are going to make a really significant impact on this, especially if, you know, you're thinking that the scheme is maybe going to be the same. But any other quick thoughts on the defense before we shift to the offensive side of the ball?
I think that there are going to be a number of big name safeties available in free agency. I wish that the Packers had the ability to go out and get someone like a Jordan Poyer, you know, or a Jesse Bates. Those both, I think, go back to the current teams that they're on at this point. I feel like they're probably priorities for them to re-sign. Same with like a Jimmy Ward. But there's a lot of names on here that I think the Packers could potentially be interested in going after, you know, my guy who I wanted a couple of years ago, Jabril Peppers. There are some guys out there that potentially could be in the more affordable range, but I think just the outcome, if you will, you take away from this conversation is that the Packers are going to need an absolute injection of talent at this position in order for that secondary to operate at its best, because you can have the best cornerbacks in the league, but if you're not getting safety help and your safeties are out of assignment, are not athletic enough, can't cover, et cetera, it's not going to matter what Jaire Alexander and Rasul Douglas can do.
Yeah. And I think there's, you know, we'll have multiple shows about this very topic, but I think there's a lot of really interesting names too, as far as, you know, who you can bring in. Adrian Amos was almost 30, but the Packers, like we said, historically like to have vets at the position to pair with rookies. And I don't necessarily see the Packers only having rookies or second year players as like their starting safety tandem. So there's got to be somebody on the market that the Packers would be interested in that shouldn't cost too much money for them.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.